Hey, this is Muck Dog from TheMoneyGoRound.com. It is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, today, not the greatest day in the market, right? Looks like it was going to make it all the way back, but it didn't. The Dow was down, the S&P was down, and the NASDAQ was down. The NASDAQ actually led the way down, which we don't like to see, right? Meanwhile, oil was up, and well, the treasury prices rose as the yield fell. So, kind of an interesting day, you know, as we get closer and closer to the inauguration day, which is Friday, the end of Obama and the beginning of Trump. All the optimism that we saw with the election in November and the Trump stock rally, which was based on the thought that we might see lower taxes, lower regulations. You know, that sort of thing, right? Small cap stocks rallied. But now we're seeing what I, you know, after the holidays and with the new Congress, new Senate coming in, we're seeing what I would call nothing but kind of confusion, right? And I think we're going to see a lot of this. You know, Trump seems to be distracted by little nitpicky things like Saturday Night Live skits or some commentary from, you know, Representative John Lewis out of Atlanta, where, you know, he and a bunch of other Democrats are deciding not to participate or not to attend the inauguration Friday. There's a lot of, you know, artists, performers, you know, the Hollywood types who are not going to perform, refuse to perform. This is nothing new, but it just seems like, okay, now we're into the massive confusion and distraction, that sort of thing. So what really matters, I think, is that, at least for the economy, for stocks, is that we see the wagon circle around a few positive things. Positive meaning tax cuts, lower regulations, maybe the repeal of Obamacare, although I hate to see them spend so much of their political capital on that. I mean, that's what derailed President Obama, right? He spent so much time and wasted so much effort and energy on attack or on the healthcare plan, Obamacare, that nobody really liked, that it not only upset his own group, but it upset pretty much everybody else, the other half of the country, who, you know, kind of gave rise to the Tea Party and really cost him, what, 1,000 seats in the in elections over his term. And so now we're seeing, are the Republicans going to do the same thing? Are they going to spend all this time on repealing and replacing Obamacare, which I mentioned before, is just, you know, replace one big government program with another big government program? You know, it's, to me, it's almost a waste of time. It's like, you know, that ship has sailed. And as bad as Obamacare is, yeah, you can fix it, you can tweak it, or, you know, they'll spend the rest of eternity tweaking it, because financially it's not going to pan out. It's not going to work out. But anyways, so confusion, uncertainty, yeah, welcome to the new America. Make America great again. Same thing. Anyways, so today Trump said that the greenback was too strong. And that, of course, sent the dollar tumbling, which is one of the reasons for the oil prices going up. And we saw the financial sector tank on that as well. Yeah, that's the Donald Trump. So, you know, we saw commodity prices go up, oil prices. I had mentioned in an earlier podcast that XLE, the ETF, the energy ETF, was oversold and a buy. And so now that trade is actually in the green, believe it or not, not by much, by nickel. And it's not yet oversold or overbought. It's not yet overbought. It was oversold. It's not yet overbought. So it's kind of in the middle there. So still has some room to go before a sell signal on that. So maybe we'll get that if there's continued weakness in the dollar. So did you see that, you know, that you have to take a, if you're over 70 and a half and you have money in a 401k or an IRA, you have to take a required minimum distribution, right? So, and that means that you have to take money out of these sheltered accounts, pay taxes on it. And as of right now, the oldest of the nation's 75 million baby boomers crossed that threshold for the first time this month, this January. So that means people are going to have to start cashing in, or at least that first wave of cashing in their 401ks and IRAs. Now, they may not want to, they may not have any plans for the money, but they have to do it. It's the law. So, overall, baby boomers have about $10 trillion in tax deferred savings accounts. And that's according to the Federal Reserve. So, you know, it must be true. So, that is going to start being cashed in. Now, what do they do with it? Do they just cash it out, pay some taxes, put it back into stocks, or do they just put it in a passbook savings account? Who knows what they do, right? But anyways, that's gonna be ongoing. Now, of course, the younger generations are coming up right behind the baby boomers, so it's not like hopefully they will be putting money into saving. So we shall see where that goes. Hey, did you see that the circus? The circus is done. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is going to close later this year. They've been going for what, about 150 years now? And as a kid, I went to that. I went to that. I remember it. I remember. I thought the elephants were cool, but I didn't like the clowns. Does anybody like clowns? Does anybody like clowns? I don't know. More with Trump, the border tax, right? That's so there's some conflict between what the Congress, Republicans in Congress, are proposing for taxes, tax cuts, tax revenues. A lot of folks want the any tax cuts to be revenue neutral, which would mean it's not really a tax cut, right? You're taxing less on one side and you're taxing more on the other side. So I think the better idea would be to grow the assets, grow productivity, grow economic growth. I mean, what did I remember from the Reagan administration during those years? They said, why do you keep trying to divvy up the same pie? Why not just make a bigger pie? And that's kind of the approach I would take. So I think, to get GDP up over 3%, it's going to take not take one tax cut and replace it with a tax hike somewhere else. I don't think that's going to work. But anyways, so they're looking at a border adjustment that's taxing imports and exempt exports, trying to encourage companies to locate jobs and productions in the United States. But the first plan that came out of Congress, Mr. Trump said it was too complicated. So it was funny. His comment was that anytime I hear border adjustment, I don't love it because it usually means we're going to get adjusted into a bad deal. That's what happens. So we have a president who is the art of the deal, right? The art of the deal. He's a deal maker. Is he really a Republican? Is he a, he was a former Democrat. It's going to be interesting to see where he really lies. And he might have conflict on both sides of the aisle, both sides of the aisle. Well, my market outlook is I'm worried. Maybe that's a good sign that I'm worried. I really think that we could see some market selling here. So far, it hasn't happened. I haven't really reallocated my portfolios either. I'm still nearly 100% long. So, but I'm starting to think this confusion, the prospect of Federal Reserve hikes, rate hikes coming down the road. And there's going to be some conflict between Trump and Janet Yellen and the Fed. He said some bad things in the past about them. Of course, one meeting and he could be tweeting how much he loves them. So we shall see how that goes. Hey, it's Tuesday. I hope you're having a great one. See ya. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skain. See ya.
Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show.